Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Don Long, a developer in Knoxville, and Kathy Cavanis, a real estate agent with Sundance Realty, about a new housing development in Knoxville.
If you could just tell me a little bit about how this project got started.
Well, you know, several years ago, Will Prather and I started PLP Corporation to develop lots in Knoxville. And over the years, we developed together, we developed five phases. Several years ago, I purchased Will's interest in PLP, and I started out with phase six now, phase we're in right now, and we're developing 19 lots.
The location of those lots, it's at the end of West Jackson Street, and it's actually on Deer Run Drive. And there's quite a bit of diversity in the lots, I understand, between one-half and seven-tenths acres, and some of it's wooded area. Quite a bit of difference, one lot to another.
Well, we tried to make the lots large enough that people could build a house of their choice there, so there's not any limitation on the size of the house you could put there. Their lots are between 7/10 and a half acre, depending on the configuration of them. The two cul-de-sacs, so the ones, the lots at the end of the cul-de-sacs are a lot larger than the other lots. There's probably 10 lots that are just, I call them typical lots, they're just this plain old lot there with that you could develop. Then we've got the other 9 or 10 are set up for walkout basements. There's some lots that don't have any wooded area on them, and there's some that have plenty, and there's others just have a small amount. So no lot's the same in the development. There's a great diversification.
You know, it's going to provide a lot more housing options to the city of Knoxville, and that tax abatement is a large section of this that people won't have to pay quite as much on the taxes as they initially build homes on these lots. So could you tell us something about that?
Well, the way tax abatement works is it's a five-year program, and you pay your first 5 years, or taxes are paid in increments. In year six, the homeowner pays full taxes on their property. And when going back to Don's commitment to Knoxville's growth, by doing phase six, he used his own money for the development for the most part, and that allowed him to offer the tax abatement, or for the homeowner to get the tax abatement, because with some developments, there's been a thing called TIF. And with TIF, the developer gets back a percentage of taxes each time the property, each property is sold in a TIF location. With the tax abatement, Don's goal in spurring Knoxville's growth was to let the homeowners have that tax abatement, which will make a big difference in their taxes over the six-year program, and so that would be a way to spur growth.
We've had some momentum here as far as new businesses and new housing options. Knoxville's kind of been taking off recently, and what does it mean to you to be a part of that growth?
Well, in Knoxville, we've seen a lot of good things happen in the past few years, and I'm hoping that our development is going to add to these positive things for Knoxville. If we can keep the momentum going, you know, we're going to make Knoxville a better place to live and work, and for people who want to come to our community.
The other thing that I think is important to realize, too, and the progression that people, they buy that beginning home, then they move up to that next home, and they move to the next home, and then they build their home, their dream home. And that's something what Knoxville needs right now, too, is we're lacking housing in every price point. So, but before we can really start getting the entry level back in, and then that mid-level, people that own the houses that are in that 150 to 200 range, they need to be selling those, buying the lot, building new, which will open up their house, which then allows that progression to happen. And the other thing that I really want to make clear is these lots, I am the listing company. Sundance Realty represents Don, and we are his listing company. However, every one of these lots is on the multiple listing service, which means any realtor can sell any one of the lots. And one of the things that we encourage with cooperating with the multiple listing system, every realtor in Knoxville also wants Knoxville to grow. It benefits all of us. So it's important that we work together, and I just want to make sure that people know they don't have to come to Sundance to buy a lot. They can go to their realtor of choice, and we will willingly work with them to make everyone end up with a lot that they like, and everybody's happy at the end of the day. Help. And I just want to also thank Iowa State Savings Bank for partnering with Sundance Realty to bring awareness to the development and helping us get the word out.
Thanks again to Don Long and Kathy Cavanis. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's local news and information on air and online at KNIAKRLS.com.